Sigzil soared beneath a black clouded sky with five of his squires. Thunder crashed above, accompanied by red flashes, like the cracked knuckles of a god preparing to come in for the kill. They intercepted the squad of Heavenly Ones, forcing them to abandon the boulders they'd been carrying, which otherwise would have fallen on the defenders of Narok. A brutal clash followed, and it displayed none of the polite respect he'd come to expect from the Shannai Imm. Where once they paired off against Windrunners and fought aerial duels, now three ganged up on one of his squires, each exchange furious and brutal. There had been deaths in previous clashes, but those had been rare. Not anymore. After one day, Sigzil had already lost 8 Windrunners. 8. He lashed himself straight toward the beleaguered squire, Roelin, and engaged all 3 of his foes, Shardspear a silvery sweeping arc in the air. It reshaped into a glaive as he fought, matching those carried by the Azish Imperial Guard. His attacks drove the enemy back. He was careful to keep an eye out for any daggers that warped the air. So far, none of the enemy carried those weapons that could kill Spren, but scientists at Urethiru were working overtime to perfect the methodology, and he was certain the enemy was doing the same. With the fate of the world at stake, it wouldn't be long before prototypes of those weapons came to this battlefield. His foes surrounded him, cautious, watching. 2 lunged, and Sigzil spun in the air, lashing himself backward. Then, gathering his stormlight, he performed a calculated lashing upward, his weapon lengthening to a lance. As he'd guessed, the 3rd of the Shannai Imm had tried to dive in while Sigzil was distracted. Sigzil countered, using multiple lashings, and thrusting upward, his lance going straight through the Heavenly One's chest and piercing the gem heart. The Malin's lashings continued carrying him downward, his burning eyes forming twin trails of smoke as Sigzil pulled his weapon free. Fused always looked surprised when he killed them, as if they couldn't fully believe that a common man had bested their millennia of experience. Fortunately for Sigzil, most of those millennia had been spent torturing heralds rather than fighting. As rain started to fall, the remaining 5 Shannai Imm broke off and fled into the darkness. There was more to the reason he fought better here than he had before. Sigzil had yet to see any of their best fighters. In Hearthstone, Leshwi had almost killed him. Then she had let him go. He missed those Heavenly Ones, who had not only been more honorable, but more sane. It was almost as if maintaining a code throughout the centuries had kept them from deteriorating.